Welcome to Shir 7, and we are now going to finish our discussion relating to the basic laws of brachos. We will say this Shir, Zecher Nishmas Mordechai Yovitz. If one spoke in the middle of a bracha, the halacha will depend on the type of bracha you are saying. If you spoke in the middle of a bracha aruka, so let's say in Yotzer Or, or in benching, so you're not allowed to do this, but you have not ruined your bracha. Not only that, but one may answer Yehechme Rabba or Baruch Hu and Kedusha during a bracha aruka. However, if you spoke during a bracha ketsara, so then your bracha doesn't count, and it has to be repeated. So, for example, a person begins hamotzi, and you realize that there is no salt. Then you request the salt in the middle of your bracha, so you need to start your hamotzi again. And in the same vein, one may not answer Kaddish, etc., all those other things we mentioned, during a bracha ketsar. And even during a bracha aruka, you have to make sure not to make any interruption between the very opening, when you say Baruch HaTah Hashem, or while saying the concluding bracha, because the actual concluding bracha, I think we look at it as a bracha ketsar. A person needs to say at least 100 brachos per day, and for most of the year this happens naturally throughout the day. On Shabbos, this is more difficult, and therefore once you eat various foods throughout the day, so you come to 100 brachos. If this is not possible, you could intend for the brachos on the Torah and the Haftorah to count to your 100 brachos. Now on Yom Kippur it becomes even more difficult. You can smell spices to help yourself reach 100 brachos, or perhaps you can count the brachos said by the Chazan when he repeats Shmona Esrei. It's questionable if you can make a bracha, she'ena tzricha, to reach 100 brachos, so therefore one should not do this. And Reforce writes that it's logical to assume that women are not obligated to reach 100 brachos per day. After you hear the words Baruch Atah Hashem, so you're supposed to answer Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo, and there are two reasons for this. One is based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Leilokeinu. And the second is that when we mention a righteous person, so we say Zatzal. And therefore, when we say God's name, we should certainly add some sort of blessing after we say God's name. However, this is not an absolute obligation, and therefore, where it's usher to talk, one may also not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and one who's learning Torah also does not need to answer. If the person saying the bracha recites it very quickly, and by the time you say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo, he will have finished. So it's better not to say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo at all, and just answer Amen. It's proper that the person making the bracha should actually pause just a short amount, so everyone can properly answer Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo, and also answer Amen to the bracha. If you're being yotze with a bracha, so then we don't say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemo at all, and we'll get into more detail about this, and one also needs to answer Amen to all brachos, and we're going to, in the next chapter, we're going to discuss that a little bit more. So this concludes Shir number 7 and our general introduction to Hilchos Brachos. And next time, we will focus on the halachos related to reciting Amen.